Thinking of stealing that book, Father? The voice at his shoulder startled Tom Christmas. He looked down to see Fred Pike, the village's elfin handyman, smiling at him with a kind of manic glee. What? Stealing that book? Tom blinked at Fred, then snatched his hand from the book. Steal This Book was the title. Someone named Abby Hoffman was apparently the writer. The cover said as much. Despite the title's invitation, I don't think so, Tom said, running his finger between his neck and his dog collar. He put the book down next to a copy of The Anarchist Cookbook, which was being offered for 30p. In the middle distance, between two rows of stalls, a hefty lad he recognized as Colm Parry's son Declan, all got up like a teenage mutant ninja turtle, was struggling to push a large drum on a trolley across the lawn towards the stage. Another lad, similarly dressed, was pulling at the other end.
"Thou shalt not steal," warned Fred.
"Yes," Tom nodded agreeably. "I've heard that." Grinning, Fred passed on towards the display of cider-making machinery, near the stage where the two boys were still struggling with the drum. Tom scratched his head, then turned to look at the other titles, all of them political in nature. He picked up a small volume with a red plastic slipcover. Quotations from Mao Zedong. Well thumbed, it opened at a page that proclaimed, "Political power comes from the barrel of a gun." Gently, Tom replaced the book. The other bookstalls were a sea of used Jeffrey Archer and Barbara Cartland, but this was a stall of another colour. He thought he knew whose books these once were. But who in a village nestled in the South Devon Hills could be enticed to buy them, even at prices many pence shy of a pound? "This is quite the collection," he said to Belinda Swan, the publican's wife, who was minding the stall. She reminded him of the Willendorf Venus, fleshy and voluptuous in a way that would have stirred a skinny hunter-gatherer, only attired in the modern way, sealed in stretch trousers and miraculously buttressed beneath a deeply scooped blouse.
"Not very Christian, are they?"
she responded, picking up Confessions of a Revolutionary and regarding it askance.
"We did wonder, but as it's for the church, we thought you wouldn't mind, Father."
"I wish you wouldn't.
Vicar, I mean."
"Tom is fine."
"Right. Tom it is. I'll remember this time, but with your family name, you know, sometimes we can't..."
"Help it," he said, finishing her thought. It was a bane of his existence. Once, as a teenager, he'd gone to a fancy dress party kitted out as Father Christmas, all white cotton candy beard and hair and itchy red wool, and the honorific, or jibe, clung to him ever after. At the Vicar Factory at Cambridge, he was Father Christmas. As curate in South London, he was Father Christmas. In his ministry in Bristol, he was Father Christmas. This, though he wasn't High Church. The mercy was his late wife hadn't been named Mary. His adopted mother had been, but she had wisely retained her maiden name. Belinda picked up the quotations.
"I think Ned was the last person in the world who still cared what... what's his name here? Mao Zedong thought about anything. What about a billion Chinese?" "Oh, do you think? I thought the Chinese had rather gone off all this rigmarole."
She opened the book at random and read aloud.